All right, guys, so this is trending. Sunday night at the BET Awards. Great award Sunday night, by
the
way.
It was.
Yeah, Regina Hall did her thing. But let me tell you this. Miss Beautiful, Outstanding Taraji P. Henson presented Tyler Perry with the Ultimate Icon Award, and it was so fitting for him. In his acceptance speech, he spoke about self-sufficiency and ownership. And here's what he had to say about the piece of land where his massive Tyler Perry studios are located in Atlanta.
The studio was once a Confederate Army base, and I want you to hear this, which meant that there was Confederate soldiers on that base plotting and planning on how to keep 3.9 million Negroes enslaved. Now that land is owned by one Negro.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Owned by one
yes.
Negro.
Yes.
And Shirley, Jr., yeah. Let me tell y'all something. I have been on that land.
I've been there, man.
I was fortunate enough to be in the show Boo, which is the Halloween film that he had. And, man, to see all this property, I had no idea the history of it. But let me tell you something. Tyler has a incredible piece of property and is doing everything for film and television. And if you go over there and visit that, you remember, Shirley, we were invited to go out?
Yeah,
to the,
I remember, exactly.
Oh,
now, I went out there when they was building it.
I was in Madea Goes to Jail, but my part got cut out. But I still get my residual checks. They're down to like $12 now.
They rolling in.
Shirley, you was in the jail. Where was you at?
They came to the studio and filmed, Steve and I.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I was in Boo, and man, Tyler is just remarkable, man.
Yes,
when you watch Tyler at work, and we see the finished product, but when you actually get to see Tyler at work, and I mean go in this trailer, put on this actual character, come out, do it, go back in there, put another one on, come back out, stand in this place that was next to the other character, and you're like, oh my God. And he goes back and forth 3-4 times, and at the end of it, he's like, wow, I just saw him do 4 people standing in the same circle talking to each other, talking to himself.
Tommy.
At one time.
That's why he won the Ultimate Icon Award last night.
And he deserves it.
Yes, he does.
He deserves it.
Yes, he does. And his speech was powerful. He's still encouraging people, edifying them, uplifting them, loving them, and employing them.
Yeah.
You know, I loved what people like Cicely Tyson and people like that were talking about, how he gives black women, work in this industry where they may not have gotten it before, especially if you're older and, you know, people may have forgotten about you. He was like, we haven't forgotten you.
Right.
We haven't forgotten you.
We still know exactly who you are.
Yeah.
And you're still relevant today.
Right. He talked about creating his own seat at the table, which essentially is how he's able to give our black actors roles in hit movies. Check out what Tyler said. Check this out.
While everybody was fighting for a seat at the table, talking about Oscar so white, I said, y'all go ahead and do that. But while you fighting for a seat at the table, I'll be down in Atlanta building my own. Because what I know for sure is that if I could just build this table, God would prepare it for me in the presence of my enemies.
You better preach, Tyler Perry.
Yes, sir.
That was biblical right there.
Tyler has given a lot of people some work, man.
Oh,
I am one of them and glad to be one of them. Thank you, Mr. Tyler Perry.
Yes, 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 yes. We need more like him. And that's what he's trying to create with telling people to own, talking about ownership and things like that. He's also partnered with BET. That's so exciting. BET Viacom to launch BET Plus this fall. He was really excited to tell the audience about that. It's a streaming service that will showcase new original shows and a giant library of popular black movies. Hello. Thank you, Mr. Tyler Perry.
Tyler, I'm over here. I'm sitting right here, right where you left me last time.
Yeah.
Come on back around. I'm
Tyler,
sitting right
I swear
here.
To God, if you look over to his shoulder, you'll see me.
Yeah.
Me and Tommy sitting right here, TP.
Matter of fact, it's a sitcom waiting to happen. Junior and Tommy. Come on, Tommy.
Come on, we just do the sitcom.
But you know what he said, guys? Hmm. You got to come in and audition. You know he said that.
We go.
What?
Remember when that lady put the billboard up and he got a little flack because of his reaction to that? He was just simply telling her that's not the way to do it. He appreciated it, but you got to go in and audition.
Me and Tommy going in and audition.
But the name of the show is Junior and Tommy. Why are we going to audition to play ourselves? I'm not auditioning to play
Shut
Tommy.
Shut up, Tommy. We gonna have to. Okay, you heard the man.
That's what he said.
Sit right there. That's why we ain't gonna get the show. Right
if
there.
If Tyler say so, we're gone. And
ooh, you and your ego.
Well, that's what he said.
God, we gonna
but
do
who
it.
Gonna beat me being me though?
If we don't get the roles, we EPs.
Wait, hold up. Did you hear what he said? Who's going to beat him being him?
Yes.
Junior, if he's not beating you, he's a real close second.
I'm telling you, man. Let me tell you something. If you not gonna play you, then dog.
You're the best person for it, Junior.
Let me play you. You play me. And we still keep the job.
For example.
I can't get my voice that high to play you.
But he can do
you,
though.
Oh, I do you all day. Huh? Here I is. What? Huh?
You sound just like him.
Tyler Perry. Huh? Stupidity is in town. Come on now. Here I is. Huh? King of Price.
Okay, Junior okay, and okay, Tommy okay, starring okay. Junior in both roles.
Then I go back in the trailer, come back out as me. Then,
okay,
man.
Okay, let me see you do the theater side. Go ahead.
Huh? Theater Tommy?
Yeah.
Oh, this you, dog. This is what I love when you do Boys in the Hood. When you do Boys. I know why you ain't come by the crib last night. Nah.
You talking got him down, Junior.
Talking about living in a violent world. They ain't say nothing about my brother. Either they don't know, don't show, or care about what's going on in there. Hey, Doe.
Uh-oh.
You still got one brother
yes.
left, man.
All right. Thank you, Junior. As Junior doing Tommy. That was greatness. All right. Coming up, it is the nephew. He is in the building. Or is it Junior? We don't know. Run that
we
prank back.
Know.
Yeah. Coming up at 44 after
he
the hour.
He's going to be his job.
Right after this.